The Center for Young Musicians has delivered five musicians with us today. Three are rising eighth graders. One is heading into sixth grade. And one will be starting kindergarten this fall. And we're going to hear from our kindergartner first. Before Kenzie plays, if you have any comments you would like to pass along, feel free to text us at 412-200-5975. Kenzie is from Wexford, and we'll start with her. Nicely done, Kenzie. And coming up next, Ben is going to play, but we are going to chat with Kenzie first, who just played. And Kenzie is 5 years old, and I'm so happy that you're able to join us. Kenzie, how long have you been learning the piano? When did you start taking lessons?
When I was four.
When you were 4 years old. Who came here with you today? Did anybody bring you here today?
Mom and Dad.
Well, I'm glad. Can you tell me, do you like to play the piano?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I don't really know.
Well, how does it make you feel when you play?
Because it's like your fingers are stretching.
Your fingers stretch when you play? Do you ever have to stretch really far to try to make the notes come as you play?
Sometimes.
Well, it's very nice to have you here today, and thank you for playing. You did a great job. Now, let's go to Ben. Ben is a rising eighth grader. He's 13 at Providence Heights Alpha. He lives in Cranberry, and here he is. Nicely done. And we'll talk with Ben Capozzi in a moment here. And that was Kenzie Bucci starting with us first. And Ben, I think a lot of people probably recognized it, but what song did you just play?
I played the theme from the movie Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it sounded great. What made you decide to play that?
Well, I like all three movies, and I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, you play really well. In fact, you've got a great style. How long have you been playing piano?
I think I started when I was around five, so.
It's a long time. That's seven or eight years. Have you written any songs at all?
I don't think. I might have written like a few chords when I was younger, but I don't think that I wrote any actual songs.
And how's your sight reading? Are you able to read music pretty quickly, or do you have to study it?
Usually it takes a while for me to study it. I like to listen to music. That usually helps me. the sight reading part of it, though, if there's like the ABCs, if they're written in the notes, that usually helps me a lot, the notes.
Yeah, that used to help me a lot, too. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Yes, I believe my grandparents are listening right now.
Excellent. What town are they in?
Well, one's in Monroeville and the other in Fox Chapel.
Excellent. Well, I hope they had a chance to hear you. You sounded great. Kenzie, you had a note saying how great you sounded from somebody who was listening at home. And you can feel free to text us your messages. Sign them if you want us to make sure we acknowledge who you are. 412-200-5975. Carson Jacob is next, and I can't wait to hear what he's going to play. You've got Carson Jacob playing, another student at the Center for Young Musicians, studying with Sonia Tripathi. And Carson's going to take to the microphone. And I'm thinking that was probably a Suzuki book piece, just because I saw you with the Suzuki book. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And let me get your mic on. And what's the name? Did it have a name?
Yeah, Musette in D major.
Terrific. How long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing since I was 4, so 9 years.
Wow. And what do you like about it?
I like just being able to, like, express my feelings in my music. So using the different dynamics.
Yeah, I could tell you really had a good control of dynamics. Have you written anything at all?
Well, in my group class with Miss Sonia, I've, like, written a couple of chord things that she's had us done.
Nice. It's fun, like, once you learn more and more fundamentals, if you want to just play around. Have you thought about continuing with music as you get older?
Yeah. I definitely want to keep playing music because I feel that it could just be helpful later in life.
That's great. Anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Well, I would like to say hello to my mom and dad. And I know that my aunt and my nanny Karen are both listening. And I think a couple of my cousins might be too.
Great. Let's hope they are. And feel free to text us if you'd like. And we'll pass along your message at 412-200-5975. In fact, somebody wanted us to, let's see, this is from somebody in Seven Fields. It says XY Lee. This message is for Andrew playing piano. Andrew, you worked very hard at school. You've grown and matured so much in the past year. I'm so proud of your hard work. Keep it up with your love of music and art. That message coming in to Andrew Lee, who is, I believe, in the Seneca Valley School District, right? As a rising sixth grader today, Hayne Middle School. And do I have that correct? I hope I do. Here is Andrew Lee. We'll, if I have that incorrect, we'll correct that. Andrew Lee. There you've got Andrew Lee, and we're going to talk with Oleg Hartman before Oleg plays, and Oleg will be our last student. But stick around by the microphone. We're going to talk with you first, and let's make some room for Andrew. You can come right over here, and we'll get a chance to speak with you. First, I want to be sure, are you at Hayne Middle School? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. It's nice to meet you. You live in Seven Fields. And how long have you played piano?
Around when I was six.
Well, you sounded great. What was the piece that you played?
Minuet in G major.
It sounded wonderful. Is there anybody you would like to say hello to?
My parents.
Anybody else?
I'm not sure about this, but I'd like to say it to the teachers that I've been a student to.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you. For playing along with us. I have a few other notes to pass along, and then I'm going to talk with Oleg. This note is from Aunt Shell for Kenzie. Aunt Shell says hello to you and that you did a great job. That's right. I wanted to be sure I read that correctly. And here is a message for Carson from Riley in Butler, listening and saying hello, and how wow, fantastic job is what Riley had to say. Now I'd like to meet Oleg. Oleg, you live in McCandless, I believe, and also going to Providence Heights Alpha. Can you tell me a little bit about how long you've been playing?
I've been playing since I was seven.
And what do you like about playing piano?
I just like how, like, I can sort of express my feelings with the piano. That's cool, I guess.
Yeah. Excellent. Have you, I'm always curious if kids are starting to write or think about doing their own music, too. Have you thought about that?
Not really, no.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My parents, and then I think my grandma might be listening.
Great. And what is the name of what you are going to play?
I'm going to play the theme from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that sounds good. We'll let you get up to the piano and get ready as I thank all of our students today, Kenzie, Andrew, Ben, Carson, and in a moment, Oleg, and also thanks to Sonia at the Center for Young Musicians, Sonia Tripathi, who is their instructor. Thanks to you for being along as well. And I think Oleg is all set. Here is Oleg Hartman. There you've got Oleg Hartman, age 13, and Oleg's dad wrote to say he's listening and how great he sounded.